Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic in the language of chemistry, and that's elements, radicals, and formulae. You might be wondering, what's so interesting about this topic? Well, it's really important to understand the basics of chemistry, and that's exactly what we're going to dive into. So, let's start with the simplest pure substance that resists further decomposition, which is an element. Now, identical atoms unite to build molecules, and counting these atoms gives us the atomicity. Does this make sense so far? For example, helium, neon, and argon are all elements that have single atoms in their molecules, so they're considered monoatomic. Now, here's the interesting part: when we have two atoms in a molecule, like hydrogen or oxygen, we call them diatomic. And if we have more than two atoms, like ozone, which has three atoms, we call them polyatomic. Let's think about this for a moment. So, the number of atoms in a molecule of an element is really important, and that's what we mean by atomicity. You might be wondering, how do we represent these elements? Well, that's where chemical symbols come in. Introduced by Berzelius in 1804, a symbol names the element, stands for one atom, and implies its atomic mass. For example, sulfur is represented by the symbol S, while cobalt is represented by Co. This is really important, because these symbols are used to represent the elements when we're writing chemical equations. Now, let's talk about molecular formulae. A molecular formula, or chemical formula, states the exact atom counts of each kind, as well as the mass ratio among constituents. So, for example, the molecular formula for nitrogen is N2. While the molecular formula for ammonium chloride is NH4Cl, pay close attention to this, because molecular formulae are really important in chemistry. So, what's the next step? Well, we need to understand valency, which is the combining capacity of an atom or radical, expressed as a signed integer. This is really important, because it helps us understand how atoms interact with each other. Now, here's a key insight. Atoms with 1 to 3 outer electrons, which are usually metals, lose these electrons to form cations. On the other hand, atoms with 5 to 7 outer electrons, which are usually non-metals, gain electrons to form anions. Let's look at some examples. When sodium loses an electron, it becomes a positive ion, or cation, with a valency of +1. Similarly, when chlorine gains an electron, it becomes a negative ion, or anion, with a valency of -1. This is really important, because it helps us understand how atoms interact with each other to form compounds. Now, I know this is a lot to take in, so let's summarize the key points. We've learned about elements, atomicity, chemical symbols, molecular formulae, and valency. These are all really important concepts in chemistry, and they'll help you understand more complex topics later on. So, take your time, review these concepts, and don't hesitate to ask if you have any questions. That's all for today, and I'll see you in the next lesson.